One of the things that's often asked or raised when we go along to do our media training sessions is should everybody from the company come along and take part in the sessions? And I don't know if everybody should turn up to the sessions, but if there's a chance that somebody in your organisation is going to have some kind of interaction with the media, then I think it's absolutely crucial that they have the option to come along and enhance not just their interaction with the media, but them as individuals. You know, because what we do is we structure a whole day of our days of things like interview technique, writing and releasing press releases, how to get the best from interviews, how to prepare for interviews. So we get people coming in, and it's great. I love the start of the sessions. When people come in, they see the studio set up, because we become mobile, we come suited and booted, and we go in and people come in, they see the microphones, and it's a bit like when you first got a computer, you're scared to press the button, you know, in case something bad happens. And it's a wee bit like that with people seeing microphones. They think everything's going to be kind of recorded and don't say the right thing, but we kind of make the day for them and how to develop their confidence and experience. And what's great is seeing people come in with that kind of nervousness, sometimes hostility, because they don't want to do it, but to see them develop during the day with, you know, talking into microphones, speaking in interviews, speaking in live debates, and that, and to see them come through the day is just fantastic. And the ones that you think are not going to kind of really enjoy it end up coming up saying, "Oh, that's great." But going back to the original point about people taking part in it, that if you are going to be talking to the radio or newspapers or websites, then you should be prepared for that. You should be, because we're 24/7 news now. Just from own experience in radio, we do a topical program, and we want a sort of spokesperson. And if it's a local radio, we want a local company. So it's great when you phone up a company and they know, not just the press officer, but the press officer may know the right person to get to talk on that particular subject. And bear in mind as well that media training is not just about how to be, you know, how to combat, you know, and that it's actually to get the best from the interview. And as a radio professional myself, I'm amazed sometimes that people come in and they're not really prepared to talk about the subject, very often the subject matter that they love. They're not ready for it to kind of project. So for me, it's important that to get the best from the interview, from my point of view as a presenter and from the guest's point of view, that we're both know what we want to try and achieve during the interview. And I think one of the key roles at, for us at Effie Productions is to try and enhance people's ability to speak in a very, very confident and cohesive way about their organisation or their job, or if they've got a view on a topic that they're asked to talk about on the radio or TV. So it's taken away that mystique, you know, that the radio or television is there to trip you up. It's not there to trip you up. You can use the media in a very, very positive way, providing you're ready for it. We work a lot on preparation. That's one of the key things. As a radio presenter, I really, you know, I'll do my research. I'll know what the company does or the organisation does, so that I'm prepared, because I want my listeners to get the best from the interview. So I want to be ready to kind of ask the right questions. For the interviewee or the guest, it's for them to be ready to come on the programme and speak well. You know, that's the job, isn't it? To come along. So when we do the media training, that's what we talk about. We talk about that seeing the opportunity and grasping the opportunity. But wee things like, you know, finding out, is it going to be a live interview? Is it going to be pre-recorded? Is it going to be on the telephone? Are there other guests involved? All these kind of things we work on during the sessions. And we kind of do round table debates. We'll do live on the spot reporting and all that. And it's interesting for me, having done radio for nearly 25 years now, is to see how well people adapt when they know, you know, the scenario they're in, they're not blown away by seeing microphones and studios, and they're actually ready for it. So the conversation, or the interview, becomes a conversation. The best interviews, I think, are conversations, though sometimes they can be heated, but they're conversations. And the other thing that we like to try and get over is that sometimes the interview isn't just about talking. It's actually about listening and knowing when to say something and waiting for your chance to say something. How to grab the interviewer's attention when you want to say something. So all these kind of techniques can be learned. You know, they can be learned. Even in a short period of time, people can go away and take very, very positive techniques with them, which will also help them in the job, whether even they're just going on and doing a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation, for the company indoors, as it were. So that's what we do. So going back to the original point about whether everybody should come along to sessions, everybody, if there's a half a chance that somebody in your organisation is going to be, or could be contacted by the media and asked to offer an opinion on a topic or a subject, then yeah, they should be involved in media training. We'd be happy to help.